There will be no tariff increases in the second quarter of this year. This is an action taken by the PURC to ensure that service providers offer the best service to consumers. The External Affairs Officer of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua, says the PURC is not happy with the kind of services offered to consumers by utility providers.
Even though during the second quarter, automatic adjustment formula calculations for this year, an increase was realized, but because of the poor quality of service and the poor management of the load shedding, as well as the trade system collapse, the PURC decided not to pass the increase on to consumers.
So it means that in the second quarter of this year, we are not going to see any increment?
We are not going to see any increase.
Is this a sort of an action against...
It's a sort of a penalty. We are not happy. And we don't want to pass on poor quality of service issues to consumers to pay. Consumers should have value for money. The PURC can't continue increasing tariffs when the utilities are not up and doing. They are not pulling themselves up to ensure that consumers get the right kind of service. Of course, we know they have challenges, but within the challenges in which they find themselves, they should be able to ensure that consumers get the right kind of service.
No increment is good news for consumers, but what is the reaction of the service providers?
We have told them, we communicated it to them before we came out. As a stakeholder, we consult them, but they don't have to agree because we have the prerogative as a regulator to decide what is in the best interest of everybody, especially consumers.
So that is a sort of punitive action to ensure that they do what
Yes.
I remember a meeting we had with the vice president between yourself and the service providers, and I remember vividly that the ECD promised us that within some months, I think 18 to 24 months,
the time that we met them,
yes,
there was going to be an improvement. Exactly so.
Yes, and things.
So if we are not seeing it, then we are saying we are penalizing you. Let's see what you said you will do.
But have they put forward the challenges they are going through that is making their work not effective as it should be?
Of course, it's clear. I mean, they have a system overload. The act of God a month ago created problems. There was a system collapse. But at the end of the day, consumers are paying. We have a silent agreement with the utility service provider. And once you have a silent agreement where I'm paying for your service, even if you have constraints, you should ensure that my part of the bargain is fulfilled. If not fully fulfilled, partially fulfilled, with some kind of satisfaction.
External Affairs Officer of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua.
Yeah, but the Ghana Water Company says the PURC's action should not have affected them, especially when they are striving to provide excellent service. The public relations manager, Stanley Mati, admits that the action will greatly affect the production cost.
I think it was a bit of a surprise, knowing very well that it is an automatic adjustment formula where when the cost of the ingredients used in calculating the tariffs go high, then the tariffs will be adjusted accordingly. And if it goes low, then it is also adjusted accordingly. So it's a bit of a surprise to us when we all realize that the cost of the ingredients used in production and the calculation of the water tariff has gone high and tariffs have been denied, or adjustment of the tariffs have been denied the water industry. It's a bit of a surprise, but we are our regulators, so we still will engage with them and see how best we can move forward.
How is this going to affect your production? I know you said that tariffs have gone high, but how is it going to affect your production?
Now, the cost of chemicals have gone high because of the foreign exchange instability. So definitely it's going to affect the cost of production. Now, you also realize that another very major ingredient is energy. And energy hasn't been stable in the last quarter or in the last few months. So it's a bit of a problem putting all these things together and tariffs have been denied. It's a bit of a problem. And the only thing that we have to do is to re-strategize and see how best we can lobby more revenue so that we can improve on our services.
So how is the company going to make up for the extra cost that is going to be a burden on you?
One, we'll still engage PURC to see what can be done. And then two, we will have to re-strategize and see how best you can lobby more revenue. We have a lot of money with customers, and we'll have to strategize as to how we're going to radically collect those revenues to improve on our services.
This means that any consumer that is owing is going to be shut off.
Certainly.
That's going to be one of the radical moves you use.
Yes.
PURC is saying it is a punitive action for the poor services that is rendered to consumers. Do you agree with them that it's a punitive action? Or do you even think that your services are poor?
It could be punitive to the energy sector, but it's punitive to the water sector, then it's unfortunate because all the reasons they adduced was about energy, and they are very much aware that the energy sector affects the water industry a lot. And the last quarter, we've had serious challenges with energy. So if they're penalizing the energy sector and adding us to them, then it's unfortunate and misplaced, because at least under the circumstances, we have been doing our best, and they are aware. They have every data of ours and on a monthly basis. So then it's unfortunate, and I think it's misplaced, especially if it's punitive to the water industry.
Why do you think it's punitive? You think the water company is doing or providing excellent services to consumers?
It isn't excellent, but under our circumstances, we are doing our best, and that is how we want to be judged, because our yardstick is not to have 100% coverage within the shortest time possible. Okay, that is not the target, because if you look at our facility and our resources, they only have to judge us according to that situation, according to what we have, the resources that we have. If they're judging us with something that we do not have and something that would take a longer term to have, then I think it's misplaced.
Public Relations Manager, GWCL, Stanley Marte.
The Electricity Company of Ghana, for its part, says it is disappointed at the PURC's decision, adding that it is working hard to improve its services. Public Relations Officer of ECG, William Boating, speaks.
Well, a bit disappointed. That was yesterday. We're not happy about it because all the indicators, the benchmarks were there. We talk about inflation, we can talk about the exchange rate. You know, most of our equipment materials are imported. So obviously, we have challenges in those areas. Cost is going up. We buy fuel, we service our vehicles, we buy equipment, we buy materials from outside. We use the exchange rate. We are dealing with dollars here. And of course, if there's a pressure on it, it affects the amount of money we have to change. So we know also of inflation, and you know what it means by paying contract, and you know what it means by building primary substation, customer service centers, district offices. So you should understand what I'm talking about. Basically, we think that it's after studying other certain benchmarks, they thought it wise that we should hold on and do something about specifically outages and stability of power. So we will be looking at it again. We will prioritize our projects and follow and ensure that we improve the services.
The PRC says it's a punitive action for the poor services you are rendering to consumers. How are you going to improve upon it?
From our end, we seriously think that we've been doing well. It's unfortunate, you know, for the past 3 to 4 months, we are grappling with some form of load shedding from the demand side, that is the inability of the generation side to meet our demand. So we are doing some form of load shedding. As we speak now, we are still on the load shedding stage. We've not stopped. So the load shedding is also adding to the recent act of God, where a serious rainstorm that hit the West Coast also affected our services. So from time now, I agree, if you look at the graph, it is not good. But this you cannot blame entirely on ECG.
But Stanley, I remember a meeting between the Vice President and the Public Utility Service Providers and the PURC, and your boss said within 18 to 24 months, things were going to improve. Why has it not changed? What's really happening?
When we look at it from only one angle, I think we're going to have some difficulty there, because the industry itself is more of a chain. We have a company, or companies, so to speak, doing the generation for us. We have those who do the transmission, and who do the distribution. As if there's no power for us to distribute, of course we'll go on load shedding. And that you can blame the Electricity Company of Ghana entirely for that. If there's out of God and a serious rainstorm, if you look at the way the city planning, and we have huge billboards competing on the right of way with the electric lines and the cables and so on and so forth, and they go down and bring a whole lot of spans down, obviously we would have some challenge. And so I agree that when we look at the gap, it's not good for us. We'll not be able to deliver that quality supply. I agree. We have also done a lot in the system. I think that should also have been taken into consideration. Recently we just commissioned 2 new cable test vans so that we'll be able to reduce the outage period. We have built some new primary substations. We are all heading or gearing towards delivering quality supply. If you look at district offices, new district offices, we are thinking about customer service. So in total, we look at all that we are doing, all will add up to delivering quality supply. Not only the outage per se, but we have taken it in good faith. In doing business with them, they are looking at us and monitoring us and trying to satisfy both sides.
This is going to affect your distribution. So what are you going to do about that?
Yes, of course, I made mention of the fact that our overhead cost will be going up. What I said earlier was that most of these projects that were near to the benefit of our customers, it's already in progress. Projects are still ongoing. We signed contracts some time back, so there's no problem at all with execution of the contracts. We just look at some few areas that we can prioritize and then we concentrate on areas that are of importance so that we can achieve their goal. And I think that it will be okay with us. That's for only 2-3 months, and I think we can handle it.
Yeah, but you earlier mentioned in the beginning that exchange rate is affecting your production. How does exchange rate?
The areas that we look at in determining what we should do about our tariffs.